Beitza Perakei Mishnah Zayin. Baruch Shechiyonu V'kimonu. We're learning the last Mishnah in a difficult Masechta. We pointed out when we started the Masechta that Masechas Beitza used to say in the Yeshiva of Presburg that an egg, the more you cook it, the harder it becomes. There's soft-boiled eggs, there's hard-boiled eggs. Masechas Beitza, the more one is misamik, the more one sees how many sugyas there are and how difficult the hagdoros are between halacha and halacha. It's not an easy masechta, but we've tried to give a tam in the Mishnah is going through. So Bez Hashem, we're going to learn now the last Mishnah. Mishazimen etzle orchim, somebody who invites to his home guests, lo yelichu biyodam money, should not give them leftovers to take with them. Monis is presents, like mishloach monis, of food. The reasoning for that is Pashut. The beginning of Yom Tov, the food belonged to the Balabayas. If he's going to give it to them, they're going to walk it to their Rishos. They're walking it to their home. The assumption is over here that's out of his Tchum. It's by their Tchum. So Memela, they're in violation of Hilchos Tchum and walking his Peros to their Tchum. Elam Kain, the way out, the only way it's Mutter is Elam Kain Zike Lohem, he was Zoiche to them, Monesem Me'erev Yom Tov. He would have to give it to them Erev Yom Tov. Now, here's an interesting question. I have, let's say, a piece of chocolate cake that I want to make somebody else's. He's not here. He's coming on Yom Tov. He's coming for the Suda tomorrow. How can I make that piece of chocolate cake his Erev Yom Tov in order that the tchum that's chal is his tchum, not my tchum? The halacha of Zochem Adam Shalei Bafanov says that Reuven could be Zoiche and a chefetz, he could be Koine and a chefetz for Shimon. But Reuven can't pick up a chefetz and be koine his own chefetz for Shimon. If there's something hefker, Reuven can pick it up and be zeicha for Shimon. Over here, what Reuven would need in order, the balabais would need in order for Shimon, the guest, to be koine the chocolate cake, would be to have Levi pick it up for Shimon. Salach, you find also in Erevin, ben again being zeicha Reuven chatzeris for all the members of a town, the owner of the matzois can't be zeichet for everybody else. He needs his third party to be zeichet for everybody else. So that's the halach over here. Now let's ask ourselves. Going back to what we had in the end of Mishnah Vov about somebody who's a shomer on a chefetz for somebody else, whose shvisa becomes attached to the chafetz. So we said, if Reuven is a shomer for Shimon, so then Reuven's shvisa is what's chal. What we're trying to do is we're trying to make the balabas not responsible. So what you have to say is very partial. The balabas is not assuming shmira of the chafetzim for the guests he has tomorrow. He plans on giving it to the guests and then never seeing. When you give a guest leftovers, you're not watching it for him. There's no responsibility there. When you give it tomorrow, you're going to be giving it tomorrow that he should take. Not that you have anything to do with the chavetz, not that he has anything to do with the chavetz. He has nothing to do with it now. You have somebody be zeicha for him, but you're certainly not a responsible party for the chavetz now. There's no shmir here. Therefore, the tchum that will be chal is for the guests of tomorrow. The last case of the Masechta is not a continuation of Hilchas Tchum. We're going to go back to one of the first yesoidis that we started the Masechta with, which is Hilchas Muktzah. Ein mashkin v'sheichatinis hamidbarios. We're talking here about taking animals, and we're talking about caring for the animals, giving it food, giving it drink. The lashon of the Mishnah is feeding, giving food or drink to an animal, midbarios. One's not allowed to. Now, there's no issue of giving. There's no issue of feeding the ducks on Yom Tov, even if they're not shaykh to you. So, what we really mean over here, the Gemara speaks out, is not taking care of it because you plan on shechting it. Really, this over here is that you're not allowed to shecht it al tzilchus muktzah. What type of animal you're not allowed to shecht? An animal is not muktzah. An animal that's not muchon lekach. Which animal is not muchon to be shechted? Midbarios. Midbarios are animals that are caught from the wild. Avo mashkin v'shechtin is a baisois. The ones that are milosh and bias, the ones that are homebound. Eluhen baisois. How do you know that an animal is not out in the wild? That means like this. We're not talking about an animal that's a stay at home and doesn't go out during the day. The Gemara speaks this out. We're talking about an animal that grazes the whole day, wanders about, but at night comes back to be local. Halonu is beir. We see those animals as being muchon l'shimush, the shechita. Midbarios halonois ba'afar, they sleep in the wild. So no, they're not oimid l'shimush. Afar over here, even though it sounds like in the dust, in the dirt, but it's similar to like a swamp. So this is the word that's used in the beginning of Pashas Miketz. Ochu is a swamp. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about an animal that stays out, as opposed to an animal that comes in. The Gemara discusses you have an animal that spends the warmer season out in the wild. It eats, it flies, it mates, and it only comes back into town, into a warm, cozy place, into a barn, only when the rainy season comes. That type of animal is midbarios. If an animal is mamish wild, the Mishnah doesn't even have to speak it out. We had shoivoch in the first parak. You have animals that are not limited. Over here, you have an animal that the owner does keep track of because it comes back every year, but lemaisa, the whole flock comes back every year, but it's still considered not muchon legabe shimush. The Gemara Daf Mem has two ways of understanding who this Mishnah is going according to. Either you could say this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's machmir in muktzah of Yomtiv. We even before spoke out in Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel that the stomach of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda visa muktzah be Yomtiv. And so the Poskim say, because we're machmir on muktzah like Rabbi Yehuda on Yomtiv. That was what was Muzbovi. You could explain the Mishnah very simply if you that. The other way would be to say, no, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. And the Pashtus is that the halacha of muktzah is like Reb Shimon. And still, Reb Shimon holds, even though Reb Shimon holds that something doesn't have to be min amuchan, but midborios is considered as if he officially, dachya biyadayim, as he's officially not using them, because he keeps track of them. And during the summer, during the summery months when the animals are out, kiluis, he sends the animals out. He even makes accommodations in his barn to fill up with other things during the harvesting season, because he's using the outside area, the swamps, to house his behemoths. That's kilu, he put them there. If he put them there, Reb Shimon is moida, like Gregus Vitzibukim that he puts on a roof, also there's no hilchus moktzah. Hadin aloch Meseches Beitza, and Yitz Hashem will be continuing on to Meseches Rosh Hashanah.